It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, in recent years, a new sport has punched and kicked its way onto TV sports, Ultimate Fighting. Ultimate Fighting, also called mixed martial arts, is sort of like boxing or wrestling, but fighters wear lightweight gloves, and they don't have fingertips on these gloves, and they don't wear shoes either. Well, they don't wear shoes because, unlike in boxing or wrestling, fighters are allowed to kick and knee their opponents, and many other things. Since the Ultimate Fighter debuted on mainstream television, watching Ultimate Fighting Championship fights has become increasingly popular across the country. And 26-year-old Johnny Case is an Ultimate Fighter. He's originally from Jefferson, Iowa. He'll be taking part in Ultimate Fighting Championship Fight Night 77. And it's to be held November 7th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He joins me now by phone. Johnny, welcome to River to River.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, for those of us who haven't heard of the UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship, what is this event you're taking part in this weekend?
It's basically a mixed martial arts competition. It's man-on-man. We fight in an octagon, and it basically uses a bunch of different disciplines. You know, it's boxing, kickboxing, karate, wrestling, and on the ground it's jiu-jitsu, which is an art of chokeholds and joint locks as well. So it's just a pure all-around form of combat, and it happens to take place where the sport originated, which is in Brazil.
You said chokeholds allowed. What isn't allowed? Maybe I should ask it that way.
Basically, there's no biting, no eye gouging, no groin strikes, and there's a couple other rules as far as like strikes. There's no elbows to the top of the head. There's no strikes to the back of the head, and you cannot throw elbows from noon to six, meaning you can't throw them from the ceiling to the floor when gravity is being used as well. And that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh. I understand that even if your opponent is knocked over, you can keep on attacking when he is on the ground.
Correct. Yes. The fight can end in a couple different ways. One is by knockout. Another is by a choke out or a submission and they tap out. Or the third is when the referee would stop the fight. If the fighter is hurt and not intelligently defending himself, then that's the ref's job to step in and stop any further damage from happening.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into Ultimate Fighting? Anything to do with, I understand you were a wrestler growing up in Iowa.
Correct. Yeah. That's how it started. I wrestled growing up my whole life, and I always liked the one-on-one competition, and after high school, you know, I wasn't like a straight-A student and didn't really enjoy going to class or anything like that, and found mixed martial arts, and that was kind of my outlet from wrestling after high school. So one thing led to another. I just kept training and getting better, and then it kind of got that double-edged sword where I was like, well, I'm training and I'm doing well, but I didn't really have the desire to compete. Until I started doing good in the practice room. I started doing better there and getting better, and I was like, huh, let's test this thing, you know, let's see how good I got. So mm-hmm. That's how it started, and I've been doing it ever since.
Was your first mixed martial arts match a surprise? Was it as you expected it to be?
It was terrifying. I remember sitting in the back of the locker room, getting warmed up, and realizing I was next, and it was just pure adrenaline until that cage door closed, and it was pretty much, you know, a fight or flight at that point. It was either win or lose, and I didn't have any interest in losing, so I just went out there and fought hard, and then it gets easier to cope with as you have more and more fights. Now it's just as comfortable and as relaxing as this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm. How many matches have you had now, Johnny?
Oh, man, let's see. Well, as an amateur, I had 13 fights. I was 13-0 as an amateur, and now as a professional, I'm 21-4, so that's 25 professional fights as well. So I've had, you know, close to 50.
That's a great record. You come away from those four losses or the other wins even unscathed, or do you have some injuries?
It's, you know, with mixed martial arts, there's always some nagging injuries, whether it's, you know, jammed knuckles or broken toe or broken nose or, you know, bumps and bruises here and there. But I've been relatively healthy, with the exception of I did have a detached retina. I took a punch to the eye that just kind of hit me funny, and that was probably my most extreme injury.
Mm-hmm. Do you worry about your health, long term consequences of such injuries?
Yes and no. You know, if you're worried about being injured all the time, that, you know, or what could happen, then you're not focused on the right thing. You know, when you're fighting, you need to just be focused on what you're in control of. And if something should happen, then it happens. But as far as like the longevity of my career and my health after I'm done fighting, definitely I worry about that, and especially my eyesight. And that's kind of why I just want to get in there, get my glory, get my world title, and be able to retire relatively healthy.
Mm. Could you retire soon?
Yeah, I could, but I still have a lot of fights to win. I still have, okay, I still very much enjoy what I'm doing. So
you're still in your mid 20s, 26 years old. If others would describe you, perhaps you can tell us, what would you say are your specific strengths as an ultimate fighter in competition? What are you really good at?
Striking, just punches. My first probably 5 or 6 amateur fights, I'd come out and just hit the kid and he'd fall over unconscious. I'm like, man, these guys aren't very good. You know, what's going on here? It wasn't until I started training with good professional fighters, you know, where they were saying, man, you have a very natural punch. You hit very hard for a man your size. And, you know, out of 21 victories as a professional, I think 15 or 16 are stopped by knockout or TKO with punches. So whether it's standing up and boxing, or if it's on the ground, it's pretty much just my punches.
Mm-hmm. Do you know your opponent? Do you know your opponent for this November 7th match?
I do. Yes, his name is Yen Cabral, and he's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. 12-1 as a professional fighter, and all 12 are by finish, by submission, by choke. So he's very dangerous, very good test for me, but I think I got the style that's going to expose him.
Mm-hmm. When I hear you describe him, I would be filled with fear. You don't have any fear, or do you?
No, not at all. There's no room for fear in this game. You know, basically, I know I prepared the way I needed to prepare. I did everything I could. I trained hard. I dieted right. So basically, all I have to do is go out and do my best, you know. And if I go out there and I do my best and I beat him, well, that's what was supposed to happen. And if I go out there and I do my best and he beats me, well, what could I do to stop him anyway? You know, it's kind of out of my hands. So, for me, the fear is just, it just comes from knowing you're not ready or knowing you're not prepared. But I know I'm prepared and I'm confident, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get this win.
Mm-hmm. What does your family think of this? Family is still in Jefferson, Iowa?
Correct. Yep. Most of, pretty much all my family live in Iowa still, and you know they enjoy it. They enjoy watching me fight. You know, they don't enjoy seeing me get banged up or you know, breaking bones or anything like that. But you know, they understand it's part of the sport and they deal with that. But yeah, my mom, my dad, they all are very supportive of fighting. They enjoy watching me fight, and I just do what I love to do.
I'm sure you're aware that Ultimate Fighting has been called too brutal to be called a sport because almost anything goes. How do you respond to that?
I feel that they're just ignorant to the sport. If they would actually train mixed martial arts and see what kind of training and dedication go into it, I feel that they would have a different outlook on the sport. You know, I would say violence, I would classify violence as something that there's aggression towards, you know, like you're aggressively or violently attacking somebody, you know, like, and that's just not the case in the sport. You know, we're all professional athletes. We're all, you know, compassionate human beings. And at the end of the day, we're just doing what we love to do and, you know, getting paid to do it. So,
okay, 26-year-old Johnny Case, originally from Jefferson, Iowa, an Ultimate Fighter, also called Mixed Martial Arts. He's taking part in the Ultimate Fighting Championship Fight Night 77 to be held November 7th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We wish you all the best. Johnny, I think I know the answer to this, but what are your predictions for the fight?
Win by knockout.
All right.
Exciting fashion.
We wish you the best of luck, Johnny Case. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.